Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. We've got Janet Chivas on the line. She's the returning officer for Perth Wellington for Elections Canada with details on how you can vote for this upcoming federal election. Janet joins us. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you this morning?
Doing great. Thanks so much for joining us. Apparently, there's a federal election coming up. My goodness.
Yes, it is. It's an exciting time. Lots of conversation going on about this election.
You bet. So it's for Monday, April 28th. That is Election Day. But let's remind folks, for our local Perth-Wellington Elections Canada riding, in terms of the returning office, where is that located?
We're located on the corner of Erie and Lorne Avenue at 658 Erie Street.
Okay. So that's the location for the returning office. Let's get to how folks can vote in this upcoming election, the variety of ways folks can vote.
Well, they can come right to the returning office and do a special ballot vote. And we're open from 9 to 9, and people can come into the office and do that. Secondly, they can go to advance polls, which is April 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st. That's the Easter weekend, actually. And they can vote at their advance poll place, which would be on their VIC card. But if they don't have a card, they can always go to Elections Canada and find out exactly where they're voting for advance polls and for regular polls on Election Day.
Okay. Now, Janet, will people still be receiving those voter cards in the mail? Is that still happening?
Yes, they are. The big bulk just is going out. It started on Monday that they're shipping VIC cards, and they will do that all week. So it's a big bulk that goes into the Canadian postal system, and they should arrive at your door.
Okay, thanks for that. And in terms of when people are voting, what should they bring with them? Things like ID, is that important, or what do you think?
Probably the driver's license is the easiest, and if they have a VIC. If they don't have their VIC yet, they can still vote, and the VIC is the voter information card, and that's what you receive in the mail. If they have that and the license, that's the easiest. If not, they can bring two pieces of ID. I would say the driver's license is the easiest, but with one other piece of ID, it's easy to do.
Okay, and again, something like assistance is available. Certainly at 658 Erie Street, there certainly is plenty of parking and what have you, but if folks need assistance, that is available. Is that fair to say?
Yes, it is. The people with assistance, there's wheelchair parking just off of Lorne Avenue, and it's designated wheelchair parking, which will come right to the front door. They can also park at the back of the building, but they have a little walk around to the front. But the front part is designated for wheelchair assistance or whatever assistance people need.
Okay, so again, the federal election day is for Monday, April 28th. And Janet, I also understand, are there polling station jobs still available? Everything has been so quickly put together for this. Are there still jobs available?
Yes, there are. The recruitment officers have been doing an amazing job in pulling people off the website who have put their names on there. People are more than welcome to put their name onto Elections Canada website, and then we pull names from there.
Okay, it's elections.ca. That's the website you can go for details, certainly with regards to that. But we should remind people, you don't necessarily have to wait, certainly for the advance polls, as you mentioned, for Easter weekend, or for Election Day. You can vote now, is that right?
They can vote right now, right here at 658 Erie Street.
And can we remind folks your hours for the returning office?
Okay, the hours at the returning office on Erie Street are 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday to Friday. Saturday, we're open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Lastly, Sunday, noon till 4 p.m.
There you go. No excuse not to get out and vote and exercise your right. Again, federal election for Monday, April 28th. That's Janet Chivas, returning officer with Perth Wellington for Elections Canada. Janet, thank you so much for all the details. We certainly appreciate that.
Thank you, Jamie.